Culture 1. The Legend of King Arthur. Exercises 4 and 5.
The story of King Arthur's life is described in various works dating from the 12th century through to the 20th century. Although each retelling of the story is different, many of the basic elements are similar and are combined in T.H. White's Arthurian fantasy, The Once and Future King. Arthur is the illegitimate son of Uther Pendragon, a 5th century king of Britain, generally considered to be a legendary figure rather than a historical one. After Arthur is born, the wizard Merlin takes him to live with a knight called Sir Ector and his son Kay. Sir Ector and Kay are not aware of Arthur's true identity and treat him as a servant. As Arthur and Kay grow up, it is Arthur's job to look after Kay's horse, his armour, and his sword. Meanwhile, Uther Pendragon has died, and Britain is without a king. But Merlin has a plan. He uses magic to bury a sword in a stone. On the stone are written these words: "Whoever pulls the sword out of the stone shall become king of all England." The best known and strongest knights in the country attempt to pull the sword out of the stone, but none of them can do it. When Arthur is still a boy, he goes with Sir Ector and Kay to a tournament for knights. When they arrive, they realise that Arthur has left Kay's sword behind. They send him to fetch it. But Arthur realises he does not have enough time to return to the castle. He sees a sword buried in a stone outside a church and manages to pull the sword out. He takes the sword to Kay, whose father, Sir Ector, immediately recognises it as the magical sword in the stone. Although many of the knights find it difficult to accept at first, the young Arthur becomes King of England. Arthur is a good king and a wise ruler. At his court at Camelot, he creates an order of knights called the Knights of the Round Table. The fact that they sit at a round table for their meetings symbolises the fact that they are all equal. Arthur's wife, Queen Guinevere, also attends these meetings and gives advice. The knights have to follow a strict code of conduct which insists on loyalty and kindness at all times. Arthur has loyal friends, but he also has enemies, both at home and abroad, and much of his time is taken up with battles. When Arthur is badly wounded during a battle with Mordred, his illegitimate son, he is taken to the island of Avalon to recover. In some versions of the story, he dies there. In others, however, he never dies, but instead lies waiting on the island of Avalon, ready to return to England when his country needs him most.